This is Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world, streaming live, online, and on demand at equestrianlegacy.net.
I am so glad our trails have crossed. Oh, the joy you bring to me. And as I look upon each face, such kindness there I see. I wish for you the love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Our trails now go their separate ways, and life goes rolling on. I hope our trails will cross again before God takes us home. We share the wondrous love of God, a love that never fails. And as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails. Yes, as we travel life's long path, I wish you blessed trails, blessed trails.
Welcome to Blessed Trails. I am Belinda Gale, and I am delighted to be your host, as each week we bring you wonderful Western artists, whether that's singers, songwriters, poets, artisans, just anything to do with the West. We love to feature that. And just most of all, we're so grateful that you could join us today. Thank you so much for tuning in on the show. And we have a really special guest today that is not only a sister in the Lord, but what I like to say, a sister of the heart. And I'm so thrilled we could pin her down long enough to be on the show, and that's Miss Mary Kay. And I'll tell you a little more about her after this first song, but I am so excited to share this particular song with you. I love all of Mary Kay's music. There's nothing that I have not just loved that she's done. But this particular song I heard early on when we first met, and it grabbed my heart, and it grabs my heart every time I hear it, and I am so thrilled to have actually gotten to sing it with her a few times. And so let's listen to her song, God is in the Roses.
Flowing through my heart and soul, carry
carry me away. Joyous in the journey, every twist and turn, I'll follow hunches, I'll take my punches, let's see what I can learn. I feel trust in my Savior, as I trust the sun will rise. He's calmed storms and he's felt thorns, on him I will rely. God is in the roses, God is in the thorns, God is in the stillness, and God is in the storm.
I never get tired of hearing that song. Oh my gosh. Well, this precious lady is, her heart is wrapped up in our precious Lord Jesus. She absolutely loves the Lord. She lives it out each day of her life. She is the mother of 10, count them, 10 kids. Somehow balancing that to launch an extraordinary Western music career. She's incredibly awarded and deserves every award that she gets. And her humility and her genuine, just heartfelt authenticity on stage is awesome. I just love everything about her, and we're going to get to find out about her and her daughters and her family and her move and all kinds of cool stuff during this next hour, plus featuring her amazing music. And so please welcome to the show, Mary Kay. Welcome, my sweet sister.
I am so thrilled to just get to spend a little time with you. I just love hearing your voice, and I look forward to this time.
I have to get you on my show to get you to slow down long enough to even be able to talk to you.
That's kind of the sad truth, right?
It is. But, you know, when this is what you do for a living, you have to be going at it hard or it doesn't work. You can't just dabble in it. You have to, every fiber of your being has to be in it. So I totally get that. And before we move on to kind of catch people up on who you are, if they don't know who you are, a little bit about your life, I really would love for you to elaborate on how God is in the Roses came to be written, because that is a very powerful story of God's grace and love and mercy.
Well, it was one of the very first songs that I wrote, and I think that it really reflected probably the most important lesson that life has taught me, and that is that God is in charge, God can be trusted, and that it's going to be all right, that he giveth and he taketh away, and it is in his hands, and because it is in his hands, it's really going to be all right. And that's what that song reflects, is that that peace that came when I finally got that figured out. Because until we figure that out, I just think that especially motherhood is just so stressful. If you think it's all about you. And I think that's how you have, I mean, people ask you, 10 kids, how do you do that? And the way is because they're God's children and he's helping them. Mm-hmm. And I think that life just has beautiful ways of teaching us how to let go. And that song reflects that.
Well, it does it beautifully. It probably will remain, unless you write a new one that wraps around my heart like this one. This one so far, I love so many of your songs, but this is the one that just gets me every time. Well, okay, mother of 10, full-time touring singer-songwriter. I mean, that's like what, you know, trying to reconcile that in our minds.
Yeah.
So kind of just briefly, because if people have listened to some of my other shows, we really went into your background and all of that and previous shows. But for those that are listening for the first time and maybe have never heard your story or your music, just kind of briefly bring them from wife and mother to where you are now.
Well, my career is a late bloomer career. I picked up a guitar and started playing when I was pregnant with my 10th baby, and she is now 11. And so it's been a few years, but it's been a drastic learning curve and an amazing journey, an amazing experience. And the songs that I started writing with that guitar just kind of, I think God has something for everybody to do and say, and you're the one that told me early, some of those early years, you said, if God's hand is on it, he'll help you. And I remember the feeling of peace that I felt when you said that to me, because it's just like that song, God is in the Roses, where you're learning to let go. That's really what a career is as well, whether it's music or whatever God has for you to do, he will magnify your ability to do it. And for sure, I've seen that with my guitar playing, songwriting, all the time on the road. And it is, you're right. People think that maybe it's a glamorous life being a singer-songwriter who tours. And there for sure are a lot of perks. The first biggest perk is nice clothes, right, Belinda?
fun clothes that you normally wouldn't buy for yourself, but oh, well, I need that for the stage. So.
Yeah, there you go. You have an excuse.
It's a write-off.
It's an investment. It's a business expense.
Yes.
But you know, it's really a grind as well. You know that. It's just... And when you're home, you're busy, 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 doing as much as you can, get done, coordinating things with my family and my kids and now grandkids, and then it's off on the road again, doing hopefully what God has for me to do where I'm going. So
that's kind of what
I do and a little bit of my background.
All right. That's perfect. Perfect. And we do have previous shows. If you want more details on Mary Kay's background, you can listen to one of the earlier shows. That's one of the beauties of this program is they are all archived for people to listen to whenever it's convenient for them, which is way cool. But we're going to do another one of your songs right now. And so tell me the story behind it. I love the backstories on all the songs. So we're going to be asking for these as we go along. But for The Town That Raised Me, how did you come to write that one?
Oh, my. You know, we recently moved, and
we're going to talk about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, the town we moved from, we had lived in for 13 years, and that town was just part of the fabric of who we were as a family, and we couldn't believe that it was in our hearts to move because we loved it. So the night that I found out we had sold our home there, instead of making dinner, I wrote this song, and it came fast, and it is very difficult for my daughters and I to sing this song without crying because it was so hard to move, but now our new town, I mean, it's filled, there's love expands, right? It doesn't diminish, and so our love has just expanded into our new small community, so that's kind of the story, but, you know, a community has so much to do with your childhood and how you were raised. And if you're lucky enough to find a beautiful place with beautiful people, then I think it's a real blessing and worth the sacrifice for living out where you need to live to make that happen.
I agree completely. And I feel bad for people that don't have that option and they don't have that choice. And, but blessed for those of us who get to, and let's listen to your song, The Town That Raised Me.
Mm-hmm.
My whole world is this small town where I got lost and I got found. Barefoot summers and hot tar roads, penny candy and sunburnt nose. When my heart found its rhythm, when my first love asked me to go with them. County fair on an August night, this town knows how to end the summer right. Cotton candy in the rodeo, every face is a face you know. A place that's just so good, one never quite recovers from a happy childhood. This is the town that raised me. This is a place where I had room to grow. Miles and miles from bright light cities, where time marches on, but it marches slow. This is the town that raised me. And in my heart, one thing I know, through all the teaching Sunday school, 10 commandments, 1 golden rule. Summer work on local ranches, football games and high school dances. Who wouldn't want to live this way? Why would you ever want to saddle up and ride away? This is the town. Time marches on, but it marches slow. This is the town that raised me. And in my heart, one thing I know, through all the ups and downs of living, I could never get too low, because this is the town.
That's way cool. Yeah. Well, the town that you wrote about is a smallish town, and and you moved to an even smaller town.
Tell
us where you're living now, kind of where it is. Explain to people. I know where it is. I've actually been through there, but I mean, unless people deliberately try to go, they're not just going to stumble upon that place. You have to be someplace you are intent on going to. So tell us about it.
For sure. It's pretty tucked far away from about anything. But we are off of Highway 12 near Bryce Canyon National Park. Mm-hmm. And it's in the beautiful Utah Red Rock Country. It is so stunningly beautiful in this region. It's, in fact, Highway 12, which is the highway where we're located, is was just voted the second most beautiful highway in America.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
excellent.
It would just take your breath away. But, you know, it is out of the way. And so people, they have to kind of read about it and see pictures and kind of go out of their way. So the kind of tourists that we get here in town are more of the adventurous people that are coming in and have gone out of their way to go past where the national parks are and kind of go farther out into the wild. And we love it. We're about 700 people in town, and we're a diverse community, lots and lots of ranching, and I'm involved with the ranch rodeo that we put on here in town, and it's just a great little tucked away place. We love it.
Are you going to share the name of it for people who might want to come visit?
I can't believe I didn't say the name of it.
I know.
See, this is why you're in radio and I'm not, Belinda. So it's Escalante. Escalante is what the locals call it. But if you look on a map, you look at the word, it should be pronounced Escalante. But
yes.
We don't call it that. We call it Escalante or just Escalante.
Yes. Yep. And that is right by the big wilderness area, the Escalante Grand Staircase, correct?
Yes, correct.
Isn't that fairly near that? Yes. So, yeah, that is some of the most spectacular scenery I've seen. It's just absolutely gorgeous. So definitely worth the drive. And who knows, you might stop in Escalante and be, you know, pop into some place to get something cold to drink. And there's Mary Kay sitting there with her girls. I mean, you never know.
You never know.
But you seem to keep really super busy with your music right there in your little town. So tell me about that, because you're posting things on Facebook all the time, and it's like we're at home doing this, and we're doing this, and it's like, whoa, they have a busy little town.
We do. I'm teaching choir at the high school, which I never thought I would be doing. I got my start in music in a beautiful, really well-run show choir in high school. And so it feels like my life has come kind of full circle teaching music at the school. We only have about 72 kids in our high school between the grades of 7th and 12th. So a very small. Yeah, very, very small. Last year our graduating class was 9.
And oh, my gosh.
Right, I know. And so to give you an idea of how popular or how well-received choir is, we have about half of the kids in the school are in choir. We have 30,
oh my goodness.
About 32 of them, and they're all ages together. So we have 7th through 12th grade there in choir together, and we have so much fun. It just fills me up. I love it. We have... The piano teacher in town, she plays the piano. Her name is Kathy Griffin, and she and her husband own the grocery store. And then we also have another gal, Sabrina, that comes in and substitutes for all the times that I'm on the road touring. And so we just love that. And then anytime we want to sing locally, you know, there's a lot of people coming through town that are just love hearing Western music for the first time sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In their lives, and that way I can involve my daughters in singing as well. So,
of course, and I love that a lot of these people, the first Western music they hear is yours, because it's good.
it's really good.
So they can get a really good representation, because there are so many wonderful people that just love singing Western or grew up with it, and you know, back in the day in the 40s and the 50s, and they're out there performing and singing, and their heart is so huge, and it's in it, and they love it, and they do an okay job. You know, they're nice to listen to, but it's nice when that people get to hear, you know, the stars. And I know you're probably uncomfortable with me even saying that, but you are. And so, you know, the top performers, for that to be their first experience with Western music, I think really solidifies their love for Western. Then they can listen to the people that maybe aren't quite as polished or as accomplished, and still enjoy the music. Whereas sometimes when they listen to the people that are not as polished and accomplished in the beginning, discount the music. So, and that's just an unfortunate way the thing goes. But I love it when you and Dave and Junie and Trinity and, you know, all these people that I just love, and Kristen and Mickey and, you know, all these people, when they get to hear them first, it's awesome. I love that. So thank you for doing that and indoctrinating
Belinda.
Those tourists the right way. right from the beginning. But we're going to go into another song now of yours called The Golden Thread. Do you want to tell us about that a little bit?
Oh, it's a pretty emotional song for me. I wrote it because as my children grew up, it just hurts your heart so much to see them leave. They're your kids, and they have the nerve to grow up, you know. So I wanted my kids to know that no matter where they went in the world, that they always had my love with them. And so the image came to my mind of a golden thread, and so I ran home and I wrote the words down, and then I got to a part in this song. It says, "There is no place you can fall from my grace." And I had a beautiful spiritual experience that was very powerful for me, because I realized that that whole song was God's way of telling me how much he loved me. And that is ultimately what parenthood and life in general teaches us, is that as we put our hearts out there and love others, we get a little taste of how much God loves us. And so this song for me has a double meaning. It was written for my children, but it's also a message from Heavenly Father saying, hey, I love you. And there is no place you can go.
I always will.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. Oh. And so
I love that. I love it. Well, let's listen to The Golden Thread.
A bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, that leads from your heart to mine. And your journey ahead, it may wind, it may wander, you may fall just as much as you climb. But that bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, bring you the light of my love. All the dollars you earn, all the lessons you learn, will make you a rich man indeed. But in all of your getting, when you fall to forgetting, when you call out in your time of need, when that bad wind blows in that great out there, when it clouds, never dim, never broken, bring you the light of my love. When you're falling, I'll hear you calling. There is no place you can fall from my grace. For that bright golden thread, never dim, never broken, bring you the light of my love.
I love listening to that with the double meaning in your head. That is, it just makes it bigger. Makes the whole song just bigger. That's so wonderful. You know, talking about your family, you have the wonderful, wonderful privilege and honor and opportunity to sing with your girls, which I think is fabulous. So that, you know, is that something So tell us a little bit about that. Is that something that you coaxed them into, or that they said, Mom, we want to do this, or how did that come about?
Well, I think, especially as I was really getting things going with touring and with the career, it just was so hard to be away from home and seeing amazing places and meeting incredible people and not having my kids there with me. It just broke my heart. And so, you know, I think it was me plotting and planning, well, I'll just teach them how to sing and bring them along with me. And I had no idea. I mean, it's still a drastic learning curve, you know, teaching the girls to sing with me. But what great right. sports they are, and what wonderful memories of, you know, being all together, working on a new song, and really just all those memories of working together, and hopefully many more to come. But it's so beautiful when we get things right. The sound is just like butter melting on bread. It's just so beautiful and smooth and lovely, and it's those family harmonies. And so I really feel glad that we've put in the effort to learn how to perform together, because performing makes you perfect. It really has important lessons to teach about practice and hard work and doing things right and going the extra mile. And all of those are valuable lessons besides just the music. And so we've really enjoyed being able to take them on the road with us when we can. And it's certainly not every trip, you know, maybe 20% of the trips that we take a year, we get to bring the girls along and sing some songs, but we love it.
Well, I love how the girls are blossoming in their poise on stage. Mm-hmm. You know, the first time I saw them on stage with you, I mean, they did well. They sing well. You guys did well as a family group, but you could definitely tell that they were not comfortable in their own skin on stage, you know, that they were like, okay, here we are. And they were a little tentative. They were, you know, looking to you a lot, you know, like, are we doing good? Is this right? You know, you could see that they were in the learning stage, but that was, they're young, you know, so you get that. But the last time I've seen you guys, and then some of the things I've seen on YouTube, it's just like the it's just coming, the confidence, the poise, the, you know, just holding their own next to a top performing mom, you know. So I think it's way cool. So is little Cece getting the bug to join in with all of this?
Yeah, I mean, she really is. Adeline as well, who's our very, very shy, quiet daughter in a family full of 9 other extroverts. She also is really playing guitar well and in singing. She's in choir right now as well. So it'll be fun to see, you know, how things kind of develop and who decides to stay with it. Honestly, for all these, been, I don't know how many years now that I've been working with them, but it has not been until we moved here to Escalante and that they've started practicing on their own and even writing music on their own. So Cece and Millie are both very, I think, pretty advanced songwriters for their ages, especially Cece at 11. I should record and post a song that she's written, but she's when people meet Cece, I've posted so many funny things that she said growing up, they expect her to be funny, but she's actually a very cerebral, thoughtful person, and she spends a lot of time writing. She wants to be a writer when she grows up, so she's a lot of fun to be with, but she does not think she's cute in any way, shape, or form. She just is an 11-year-old grown-up in her mind. Wants to be treated like a respected artist. And so, having 6 daughters and 4 sons, I'll tell you, those girls each are just unique jewels of each of their own beauty, and it's so fun to watch them develop their beauty and their skills and their connection to God. And I just get to sit back and watch all that happen, and I just feel so proud of them. Amazing.
Oh, gosh. I love it. Well, you have a beautiful, beautiful family for sure. I just love it. Just any time I can be with you guys is so much fun. Doesn't happen often enough, but I sure do love it. Well, we're going into another song now, and this is a cool one. And so tell us the story behind The Prairie Preacher.
Oh, my gosh. That song was so much fun to write. I love story songs, and this is very much a story song. And I had written all the way up until he meets this woman who's kind of a shady character in the town that the prairie preacher goes to. And then I got stuck on that verse and did not know how my song was going to end. And so when you get to that part in the song, you realize that I was stuck there for like 6 months, not knowing what was going to happen to my characters in the story. And so as I would travel, I'd play this song as it was to my songwriter friends, and everyone had different suggestions. But you'll see how kind of things work out at the end. But it's an epic adventure for sure. It was fun to write.
Cool.
With a story song, you get to use words that you don't normally get to use in a song. And
this
so
is
the rhyming is fun. Just the word play is really fun. And so I hope you like it.
Oh, I'm sure we will. I already know that I like it, but I hope the listeners will. I'm pretty sure they will too. So let's listen to The Prairie Preacher.
Independence Day is the day most folks say the prairie preacher rode into town. He was every shade of somber, from a squint down to a saunter, and his coat an old Confederate gray. To the curious crowd he spoke aloud, in a sonorous voice he did say, I seek not for commerce, no vices I crave, I've simply come for souls to save. Cause if you're going through hell, I've been there as well, till I heard Jesus calling my name. Won't you come take my hand, join this blood-washed band? Are you ready for a mighty change? Ah, nothing's been the same since the prairie preacher came to town. His eyes a strange hue of otherworldly blue, most folks thought, oh, he must be insane. But the net that he threw was only meant for a few, his eyes searched for the souls he could claim. The banker in town looked down at the ground, if he confessed, what would folks think of him? But there were two young brother miners from South Carolina who stepped forward to lay down their sins. They said, we've been through hell, we see you've been there as well, we hear Jesus calling our names. So we'll come take a stand with your blood-washed band. Yes, sir, we are ready for a change. Ah, nothing's been the same since the prairie preacher came to town. Her hair was piled up high on that hot 4th of July. Her cotton dress, it clung to her skin. She was used to a roughness, a callous kind of toughness. She was used to the low company of men. But with a prairie preacher's word, something in her heart stirred, and she knew that she could not deny it. God's love found a way on that hot July day. She stepped forward into the light. She said, I'm going through hell. I see you've been there as well. I think I hear Jesus calling my name. I'll reach out my hand, join your blood-washed band. Lord Almighty, I'm ready for a change. Ah, nothing's been the same since the prairie preacher came to town. In true frontier fashion, they took straight action, but the only water to be got, where the horses were tied, they moved them aside, and those folks were baptized right there in that trough. With that shallow immersion came a mighty conversion. There was weeping for joy when they were through. Our 20 souls were claimed out there on the plains in a town filled with brothels and saloons. That Independence Day, that Christian band all rode away. They left in haste without a sound. Then thick as boiling sin, dark clouds came rolling in, and the wrath of God Himself came howling down. That is no distortionist to the biblical proportion of the twister that tore down that town. Nothing's been the same since the prairie preacher came to town.
Ooh. Ooh. Did not see that coming. I can just visualize people listening going, whoa.
I know. Well, I have to be careful when I sing it live. I mean, certain audiences just love that song. And little kids especially really love this song. So younger, you know, fans of the music, they love the story, and so they want to hear it. But people get uncomfortable. They really do. They don't quite know what to think about what that song means. But I think for Christians, they're like, yeah, we get it.
Of course.
We get it. And
a little bitty Sodom and Gomorrah, huh? You have your chance.
I know. And I don't know. It was also just super fun to write. It was.
Yes. That sounds like it. Good job. That's really well done. Really, really well done. Oh, gosh. Well, I'd like to talk about, you know, what's coming. You are like so, you have your fingers going in so many different directions. I don't know how you do all you do, because you have a super awesome online presence, and that is so time consuming. I don't know how you keep that up. Then you have all these things you have going on in your hometown, plus your kids, plus your career. And in the midst of balancing all of that, you just seem to just shine through it all. And I have to, before I forget, I do have to let everybody know that the new nominees just came out for the Western Music Association for their awards. And you are nominated for Female Performer of the Year and Entertainer of the Year. And I'm so proud for you and so excited. So excited
you.
For you. That's just awesome. Congratulations. So
thanks.
Tell us, you know, where do you see this 5 years down the road? Where do you see this going? Or are you just kind of riding the wave and see where it takes you?
Well, my goal really is to just really become part of the fabric of lots and lots and lots of people's lives in a very good way. So I just want to put as much good out into the world as I can. And just really get this music out to as many people as I can. So So I work really, really hard to do that. Not only for people that, you know, have Kalpeki on their boots because they're out working cattle mm-hmm. every day, but for the people that kind of the spirit of the West sings in their souls, but maybe they're living in the city or, you know, in a foreign country where the American cowboy is really something they're interested in. But, you know, they just maybe can only enjoy the music from where they are that day. Mm-hmm. So my goal is just to really put the message out there that this is a cool life. This is a cool way of life to live. And this music is something that can be part of lots and lots of people's lives. That's my goal. 5 years from now, I'd really like to see audiences bigger, you know, more people mm-hmm. engaged with the music, and to see, I already see it growing. I think when social media first came out, they were like, oh, that's kind of a waste of time. But when you think about it, it really is a connector. It helps connect us. Mm-hmm. And I now show up to wherever I'm going. This weekend I'll be singing in Indianapolis, Indiana. And there will be people there that knew me from Facebook first. And, you know, that's the power of it. And that's why I invest time in it, not to say, look at me, but to say, here's good, good, good that I want to put in the world. And, you know, let's be in this together. And, and so we really do. I know you see this too, Belinda. Everywhere that I go, people are like, oh my gosh, I just really enjoy following you. And it's so cool to meet you. And that it's sometimes their very first time at a concert for Western music. And these are people that work cattle for wages, or sometimes their first time. Because, mm-hmm. you know, they've connected their identity so strongly with country music, or, you know, mm-hmm. cowboys listen to all different kinds of music when they're working. And it's really cool that they can say, hey, this music's about me and about my life. And it's very satisfying mm-hmm. to me, very. So that's kind of where I'm going with it.
Excellent. Well, I think that's a really good, you're doing it very, very well. And I do want, we still have a little time left here, because I do want, you know, having, you know, doing this myself, been there, done that. I know that you cannot do this career without major, solid, rock solid support from your spouse, mm-hmm. not do it well and not do it with any kind of fulfillment. So tell us about Mr. Brad. He's kind of just quietly behind the scenes, doesn't say too much, just kind of doing his thing. And so, but I mean, I know from what I've seen and from experience myself that he hits it's a pretty important piece of the puzzle for you. So tell us about your sweet husband.
Well, Brad is an amazing friend, best friend to me. We've been together for 30 years, and you can imagine with our family together, God has given us some amazing experiences, places that we've been able to go, and lessons we've been able to learn together. And Brad, as much as I love writing music and performing, Brad has a very deep love for the music and for the Western way of life. And it's what propels us down the road. He does most of the driving when we drive. He takes care of all the contracts and all the details. I'll show up in Salt Lake to the airport tomorrow, and he will have a file for me that has my itinerary and all the contact information. And he does all of this, you know, because he just has a mind for it, an organization. It's, mm-hmm. you know, there was a point that I really honestly wondered if I wanted to do music, just because I do love being home with my family. And so I prayed very, very much about it. And God just told me, he put a picture in my mind of Brad and I, and he said, what better thing could you do for me? And he's given us both complimentary gifts to be able to really push things forward. And I'm grateful for that every single day. And that doesn't mean it's always easy. I mean, we produce all the music together, and oh my gosh, you know what producing music is like. It's way harder than having a baby. You know, it's just lots of little details, and oh my gosh. So, you know, we don't always agree on everything, but
right.
I feel really grateful for him.
Well, he's a wonderful gift in your life for sure, and the beauty of that is so many performers have to do it all. You know, especially when you're an independent artist, you have to do all the booking, all
mm-hmm.
the organizing, all the running down the details, and
for sure.
still try to keep your music fresh and right, and all of that kind of thing. And it definitely becomes an extreme challenge when you have to do it all on your own. So it really is a gift that he gives you. To just free you up to be the artist, to free you up for your writing, to free you up to focus on just what you need to do mentally to have your head in the game and bring the best performance and not have to worry about those details is an amazing gift. And I know that you know, on these kind of shows, they don't usually talk about the spouse as much, but I know. And I just wanted you to know that I know and Brad to know that I know that he's a huge important piece of what is Mary Kay. So all of these awards and accolades that you have gotten are his as well.
I agree. Yeah. I hope he knows that. I think we both realize that for sure. But thank you, Belinda.
Mm-hmm.
That's very kind of you to say and to point out, because it's true. You really do need to have the support of your family at least to some level to be able to move
mm-hmm.
forward.
Otherwise I think you are hamstrung a little bit, you know, because if you have
mm-hmm.
discord at home and you're and a spouse who's not supportive or fighting you on it, I mean I think you can still experience some success if you're really, really good, but one of two things are gonna happen. Either there's just gonna be a distance and a disconnect whenever it comes to your music. Or some, as we see so often in the entertainment world, the marriages go different directions. You know, the people go different
yeah.
directions and the marriages fall apart. And so when you have
yeah.
the blessing of, and you know, I mean, I'm putting this in the music realm, but isn't that really just kind of true in life that as husbands and wives, we need to honor and celebrate the differences that we have as spouses, you know,
mm-hmm.
cherish the things that pull you together and the things that are alike or similar or whatever. But then the differences are also a beautiful facet of who these people are, and they should be celebrated and encouraged and supported as well. And when you can do that, you bring so much more back to the relationship as husband and wife. So whether it's, you know, whatever the career is, if there's passion there or whatever. Sometimes people, you know, they're in careers that are like, but then they have their things that they love to do outside of their careers that's their
mm-hmm.
passion. And so
I
think the message is just kind of really supporting and just really just letting that roll forward and be that spouse that you would want to have. So,
I agree. And realizing we're not alone. As a husband and
right.
wife, we have God there to help us, our personal connections to God to help us figure that all out, because it's not always easy. It's really, we really do need that connection to God, to our Savior, to figure those things out. And that's why a marriage that's based on faith in Christ has so many advantages, because you're leaning on a power beyond your own. And I think it's a real key to everything that you just said.
It is. You know, as you were talking, I got this mental picture of both people, husband and wife, grounding their marriage, their relationship in the Lord. It's like they are in that Christianity that wraps them up, that faith that wraps them up, that dependence on the Lord that envelops the relationship is like
mm-hmm.
like a rubber raft.
Mm-hmm.
White water river. It's like on a white water river, because you know it's churning and boiling, and if you step out of that raft, man, you're going to die.
You're going to get bashed into rocks. You're going to get sucked under and drowned. But as long as you stay in that raft, you're just going to kind of go over the top. Yeah, you're going to feel the bumps and bruises, and yeah, it's going to get a little scary, but you're going to go right over the top of all of that. And you're going to come, and then you're going to hit those beautiful calm waters when you can just take a big deep breath and enjoy. So yeah, that's
beautiful.
So,
beautiful analogy.
That just kind of popped into my head, so I thought I would share that.
I love that. I do. That's great.
Oh, gosh. Well, we're going to do another song here. We're just, oh, my gosh, this hour's just flying by. I'm like, no, I can't be done yet. I'm not ready. But this is actually a Christmas song, I'm thinking. But I, for one, have often sing Christmas songs throughout the year because I think it is just a travesty that these beautiful, incredible songs get relegated to about a, you know, 5 or 6 week period, and then we tuck them away till next year. It's like, why? I don't get it. So we're going to listen to the Mary Kay version of O Holy Night.
Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voice.
Divine.
beautiful.
I love Christmas in September.
I know, it's that's the gorgeous. Best.
It is the best. Oh, well, our hour is, wow, it's done. This is crazy. So fun having you on the show, Myriad. Just, it's so fun to get to catch up, and we will have to do this more often when it's not on radio. We do get so busy and go off in different directions, and we don't get to talk to each other. So, and forget it at shows. I mean, you barely get to see each other if you're at the same event performing. So that doesn't always work either. So I am just so, thank you for making the time to be on the show today. And I know that as people have listened to this show, they definitely are going to want to hook up with you, get a hold of your music, follow you on Facebook. So why don't you give us some website addresses and Facebook, Instagram, where can people find you online?
I think the first thing to do is to go to my website, and that will connect you to Facebook pages that I'm involved with and Instagram. And it will also get you signed up for my email list, which will let you know when I'm going to be in your neighborhood singing. So go to Mary and then a hyphen KAYE.com. Or you can Google Mary Kay Western Singer, and that will also link you to my website. But I really love finding people on social. We have a lot of fun on Facebook and Instagram. So find me over there and come to a live show. Live music just is so beautiful for your soul. And I love it as well. So new friends to be made, Belinda. That's what this is all about, right?
Absolutely. And as you were talking about, you know, Mary Kay Western Singer, to Google that. Otherwise, you get Mary Kay the Cosmetics, which your husband delights in saying, I sell Mary Kay for a living.
He does. He's a very handsome Mary Kay salesman.
Yes, he is. Oh, gosh. Well, thank you so much. And we're going to close with an award-winning song, and a very special award-winning song, because this is, you got the award from the Western Heritage Hall of Fame. What is it from in Oklahoma City? It's just like the pinnacle of Western awards for this song, is it not?
It was so cool.
For the album.
For a Wrangler Award, yeah.
And yes, so it was the Wrangler Award.
It was the song award, and man, it was so cool going there and receiving it.
I love it that you said that Winona Judd was in the audience and she wanted to know where you got your hat.
Yes,
I thought that was a great story. So tell us, we're going to close out with this song for this portion of the show and let you go, but tell us how you came to write Ride a Wide Circle.
Well, this song really wraps up why you and I do what we do. It's just a connection to the land. It's that all of us have. At some point, we have had somebody that's provided for their family by working hard, ranching or farming. And I think that's what connects us all to Western music, ultimately. Mm-hmm. But this song is about keeping a generational ranch together, which is a real trick. And mm-hmm. I just have so much honor and respect for that. I wanted to write a song about that. So it's a very connected song for all of us.
Yes, it is. And very, very deserving of the award. So let's listen to Mary Kay's Wrangler Award winning song, Ride a Wide Circle.
It's the kind of stillness felt only before dawn. He knows just the mare he'll throw aside along. He shakes the bridle and she huffs a hello. He likes her easy gait when there's many a mile to go. High summer morning, slow trot to the rear. Feels her power beneath him, but the balance is all his. And he'll ride a wide circle, checking stock and making plans. 'Cause he's got dreams tied hard and fast, and
they hold him to this land. Yes, he'll ride a wide circle, and today he'll ride alone in a saddle that's no rich man's trophy. It's a working man's throne. He doctors cattle, but he's no physician. He hums a James Taylor tune, but he's no musician. He rides a fence line his daddy's daddy rode before. The same big sapphire ceiling, the same sweet grass floor. Cowboy life will take from him our little blood and sweat each day. But for a third generation American dream, that's a paltry price to pay. So he'll ride that wide circle, checking stock and making plans. Cause he's got dreams tied hard and fast, and they hold him to this land. Yes, he'll ride that wide circle, cause he knows he's not alone. This range is granddad's dream, his daddy's now his own. May the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home waiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. May the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a better home waiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the sky. So he'll ride that wide circle.
Wow, what a pleasure having Mary Kay on today. And as I was thinking about her and the show and just how far she's come in a very short time, really. And I thought about goal setting, and I know that might sound strange, but, you know, we have goals, all of us do in all walks of life, and we as musicians and singer-songwriters have goals as well. And I just learned a lesson really recently. I think I've known it, but just had it articulated within my spirit and as I was reading scripture. And I was thinking about goals, and I was looking up scriptures on goals and dreams and settings and all of this. And I read this scripture, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, which is Matthew 6. And it came into just in my mind and my heart that there are selfish dreams and goals that people have and set, and they may or may not ever attain them. Who knows? But when we align our spirits with the Lord first, when we seek God first and put our lives into his hands, and then trust that he will then inspire our goals, then you go after God-inspired goals. They're going to come true. They're going to come together in his time. Then it's just patience and work and faith and focus that gets you to those goals. But so I would encourage people, young people, old people, doesn't matter what age you are, as you're setting goals, as you're thinking about goals and short-term, long-term, and reevaluating goals. And I don't even know why I went there today, but that's why I went there. I just felt led to go here and just say, make sure that those goals that you have are aligned with God's purpose for your life and goals that He's placed in your heart, because then you will be happy, you will be content, and more importantly, you will be fulfilled when you reach those goals. Because goals that are just made out of our carnal nature, they may be attained, but there's no fulfillment there. There's no satisfaction there. It's like, okay, now I have this, now what? I'm still not happy. So just, I would encourage you to seek God first, then let Him put those goals in your heart, then follow those goals with all your might. So that wraps our show for today. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us the gift of your time. Thank you again to our very special guest and my sister of the heart, Mary Kay, for visiting with and sharing her heart with us today. And there, of course, is never, ever a big enough thank you for our producer, Gary Holt, because he makes it all happen behind the scenes seamlessly, and we appreciate him so much. And please check out the other shows on Equestrian Legacy Radio, and remember that they are archived for you to listen to at your convenience. You can even download our nifty mobile app that allows you to take us on the go with you, which is way cool. And if you like our shows, please help us spread the word by liking us on Facebook and telling your friends about us. Thank you again for joining us today. And until next week, may all your trails be blessed.
Blinded by the weight of life, I wonder, does He hear? I feel so far from His precious peace, but choose to believe He is there. For what is faith but trusting God when we cannot see or feel? That's when faith is purified. Perfect is gold, strong as steel. I rejoice in the faithfulness of the Lord. I rejoice in the faithfulness of the Lord. The Lord provides His perfect peace when it makes no sense that it's there. But we must first seek and trust He will lift us out of our despair. I rejoice in the faithfulness of the Lord. Aside those doubts and fears, they must flee at your command. For in the face of God's pure love, no evil thing can stand. I rejoice in the faithfulness of the Lord. Of the Lord.